The first ever Warehouse Games Captains League Slapball Tournament is underway. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Slapball presented by Shady Rays. Upgrade your eyewear game today with an exclusive offer from Shady Rays. Go to ShadyRays.com, use code WAREHOUSE for 40% off polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Thanks, Shady Rays. Whoa, special breaking Wake and Jake. My Denver Broncos have hired Sean Payton to be the next coach. They traded for Sean Payton to be the next head coach of the Denver Broncos. If you've listened to me on here, and maybe you saw some tweets, this was the most exciting Broncos season in a long time. Since Payton. And I do want to say, the Broncos are sneakily a spoiled fan base. I think they'd only had one losing season in like a 30-year span. I don't know. I know it's just a funky way to look at it, but when I lived out there and the way people talked about the Broncos, I kind of did a head tilt, and I was like, damn. Like, this is a franchise that is used to a certain level of expectation for their football team. And, you know, in my generation, Elway and Davis, they break that down. They start winning Super Bowls. And then you fast forward to Peyton Manning. They win that Super Bowl. And then they had about 5 to 6 years of the worst quarterback play you've seen. I wondered if I was being a bad sports fan and kind of like turning my back on the Broncos. Like, you're getting older, Jake. I don't know. You live in New York. You do a lot of baseball stuff. Maybe you're not like a big old Broncos fan. Daniel Jones and the Giants are having fun this year. Don't care. I'm a Broncos fan. I wore a Terrell Davis jersey in all three of my middle school profile pictures. The stadium's really cool. Didn't fully know that. I guess I kind of did from like video games growing up. But seeing the stadium with the mountains in the background, big horse, it's powerful stuff.
It's an environment.
They get a little home field advantage from the altitude. There's something there. So when they got Russell Wilson, who semi-short king for a quarterback, when he's at his best, it's as fun as you'll see a quarterback play, scrambling the deep balls to Tyler Lockett through the years. You know, when let Russ cook, it became a thing. I think it became too much of a thing. Russ demands out. We see what happens with Seattle this year. And then we saw what happened to my Broncos this year. My goodness. Starts week one. The Russ revenge game, if you'll remember. In Seattle, they had so many opportunities to win, they couldn't get it done. They somehow beat out the Texans the next week in a hideous game. But the Texans, everyone expected them to be the worst team in football. They beat the Niners 11-10. One of the ugliest games of the year. Raiders, Colts, Chargers, Jets, all one-score losses. There's an applause. I think my favorite boxer, Sky Nicholson, is leaving. BBD is going to check, though. The season was almost over week one, and I know that feels dramatic, and you're like, all right, Jake, that's kind of obnoxious if we're being honest. It had to be a drastic turnaround, and Nathaniel Hackett ended up being one of the worst head coaches we've ever seen, and that's very important in all this, because Sean Payton, who is Sean Payton, right, won the Super Bowl in New Orleans. You know, every year with Drew Brees, Sean Payton and the Saints, they were a tough team, tough out. You know, it's one of those funny things in hindsight when you look at how successful Tom Brady was, comparing him to Rodgers and Brees. Either way, Sean Payton, he's a military-type guy. That's how he's driven. As well-respected as a head coach as you'll come across in the National Football League, you know, some of the numbers end up getting crazy. You know, he was demanding 20 plus million a year, and you're like, how did we get here with sports? Here's what I'll say. Russell Wilson, the final couple of weeks of the season, they fire Hackett. He showed a little gusto. They gave the Chiefs a game. The Chiefs that are now going to the Super Bowl in Arrowhead, 27-24. They lost that game, but the Broncos looked a lot better. They won their last game against the Chargers, who, reminder, were trying for no reason. I'm not saying the Chiefs and the Chargers brought their A games that day to try to beat the mighty Denver Broncos that were having a down season. But the Broncos showed some signs of life. And maybe it'll be the slice of humble pie that Russ needed. You know, some of the stories that were coming out about Russ were pretty nutty. The teammates had to communicate with his agent to talk to him. We just came such a long way from the Russell Wilson that, you know, you heard stories about him growing up and he was throwing the football through a tire on a tree, like everything you liked. He transferred NC State, Wisconsin. He was kind of like the first undersized Drew Brees, but Russell Wilson was undersized and people were like, hey, like there's a really good chance that it's not going to work. We've seen a lot of guys not work like this. And now, flash forward, all the Seattle years, you know, married to Sierra now, there still feels like a side of Russ that, you know, a lot of us don't want to address. Sean Payton is a no BS coach that is going to come in, and most importantly, and this is where it gets mean, he is not Nathaniel Hackett. I know Hackett just got hired as the offensive coordinator for the Jets. Probably maybe some Rodgers recruiting. I think I went through it on a couple Wake and Jakes. Go Wikipedia Nathaniel Hackett's like timeline to becoming a head coach. It's not the most impressive resume. You know, Rodgers, there's a couple other teams on there that were like, He is going to be remembered, and he's already being remembered as one of the worst NFL coaches in history. You know, this Broncos roster still has tons of talent on it. They traded away a ton of picks for Russ, so they were in a tight spot there. They're now trading away a couple more for Peyton, 2023 first-round pick and next year's second-round pick. And the Saints send over a third. Saints have some choices in the picks as I go through it, but here's the situation. We talked about it with the Rams towards the end of the season. Like, they didn't have their draft picks. You know, they were still going out and trying to win games. They've got a surprisingly big retool with Stafford and all that. The Denver Broncos are in with Russ. They gave him a massive contract. Like, this is it. So you needed to find a way to try to get Russ to cook. And the only solution was bringing in a bona fide NFL head coach. And I think Sean Payton is that. What he did with Drew Brees all those years in New Orleans, how he is respect-wise, you kind of had to go in. I think he was the best available head coach on the market. You know, you're always looking for the sexy coordinator and stuff, but guess what? Nathaniel Hackett was a sexy coordinator. Sean Payton's done it for a long, long time. I am excited to have him as a Denver Bronco. I think there's now hope for next year's Denver Broncos. I think the expectations, something that I'm passionate about in every aspect of life, I think the Broncos' expectation, they still can't be high. Because you can't be high on Russ. He had a season of bad that led into a couple okay games at the end of the year when nothing really mattered. You know, the Broncos, they did lose their running backs very early in the season. If they can get them back, Jerry Jeudy and Sutton are nice. Albert at tight end. They have a good football team. Pat Surtain, too, is one of the best cornerbacks in football. Well, the Jets had a really good defense, but when you can lock up a cornerback position like that, that's super rare in the NFL. You can change the whole way you play defense. I like this move. The Broncos have taken so many steps back that even if this move gets them back to 9-8, 8-9, I think it was necessary for the franchise. Because if you just brought in the next coordinator on the list, or even Dan Quinn, I know he was in the running, defensive-minded head coach, Atlanta. I gave some stuff about him when, you know, he's a Kyle Shanahan two play calls away from being a Super Bowl-winning head coach. If you'd brought Dan Quinn in and the offense stunk again, it's over. It's over. So I think they had to kind of overextend themselves to bring in Sean Payton. I don't think it guarantees anything. Like, it doesn't guarantee a Super Bowl. I don't even think it guarantees a playoff appearance. But I think it guarantees that the Broncos will have fight next year. They have a chance. Even, I think you can put all of it on Hackett, which is brutal. And it doesn't feel nice to say. But if you're Russell Wilson, you can look yourself in the mirror and say, like, I'm still Russ. Like, I can still ball out. The players on the team had Russ's back at the end of the year when the media started really coming on him. They were like, no, he works. Like, we're into Russ. Basically, all of the awful that was the Broncos last season, 5-12, you now put on Nathaniel Hackett, who is up there with Urban Meyer as one of the worst NFL head coaches ever, and you have hope going into next season. So I'm interested to see how they can retool. They still have a lot of talent. And hopefully maybe a slice of humble pie for Russ. Sean Payton can come in and change the ship. As a Broncos fan, I am now excited for next season, which if they brought in just kind of the new hot coordinator, even D'Amico Ryans just got hired by the Texans, I don't think I'd be excited for Broncos football next year. But Sean Payton gives a little bit of hope that I had going into the season. I basically lost week one. And then I lost multiple different times. I guess it finally ended when they lost 12-9 to the Colts in overtime. That felt like the full picture had been painted at that point. So a proud organization. They go out. They get the big-name head coach. Sports are tough. There's very rarely anything that promises you a Super Bowl or, you know, even a division title. You're in there with the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. Swing big, man. And they swung big and they gave themselves a chance. So wanted to hop on the mic with you guys and talk about a little bit. We've done a couple of these impromptu Wake and Jakes. If you like them, good. Watch them, like, subscribe, all that. And we're live with the Amp Crew. So for the YouTube, this is over. I love you. Watch Wake and Jake. We'll see you guys soon. For Amp.